This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Music is being used as a healing tool for some Northeast Ohio veterans. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about a new project that pairs songwriters with soldiers. On a recent Sunday afternoon in Avon Lake, a handful of veterans and their families gathered for a concert just for them.
Waited 4 damn years to step off this plane. Didn't expect much of anything, didn't want a parade.
The performance was the culmination of a weekend workshop called Project Drew, delivering restorative energy to our warriors. A veteran shares their journey with a musician who writes a song about their experiences and performs it for them the next day. 37-year-old Eric Manisik of Lorain sat quietly beside his wife as Cleveland songwriter Brent Kirby walked on the stage with his acoustic guitar to perform I Should Be There.
Now I'm at home, I have a hard time feeling that I'm grounded, that I should be here. When I'm outside the wire, we talk family.
Manisik served 4 tours with the Army's 82nd Airborne in Kosovo, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Now he works as a Lorain police officer. His chief encouraged him to participate in the workshop, but he says he was skeptical.
If you can express something I haven't been able to do in 12 years to like my family and loved ones, I was like, that'd be really impressive. One story just led to another, and he was taking notes and somehow managed to compile all that into a song.
Missing words that were first time spoken. I see the pictures, can hear me talking.
Songwriter Brent Kirby said the song he wrote describes Manisik's struggle of adjusting to civilian life.
Going from being somebody who has rules of battle and being in war and then coming home where there's laws and then you have family, you know, feeling like he wanted to be elsewhere when he, you know, needed to be here. It's a lot of things to balance.
Kirby, with tears in his eyes, says for him, the experience was challenging and enlightening.
When I got home and I sat in front of all my notes and the guitar, and I was just looking at all of it, and I really tried hard to put all the different elements and put those different stories, even if it was just a little snippet or a little image of it, and you're able to kind of just make it all happen.
There's times I feel it running through my veins. Still I seek to find some peace inside. I'm not trying to cause you any pain.
While helping returning vets, the workshop is also a tribute to Drew Ferguson, an Avon Lake native Army veteran who died by suicide last year at age 33. Ferguson was a painter, poet, and songwriter. His cousin and project founder, Mike Winnen of Twinsburg, believes Drew's passion for music could help other struggling veterans.
I know one of the big things that he really enjoyed, and I certainly do as well, the aspect of just the community to it, the unity and just getting people together. I can see him being quietly touched, and I can see him tearing up along with us.
Winnen co-founded the project with Marilyn Zeidner, who runs Music on a Mission, a nonprofit that uses music as outreach to seniors and people with disabilities. Zeidner says her daughter was close with Drew in high school, and Drew continued to donate to her organization when he returned from active duty. She holds the workshops at Barnegie Hall, a private music venue that she runs on her Avon Lake property. She says she's amazed the impact the Veterans Project has had.
Some of them told me, like their wives said, it took them 40 years to tell me that story. It takes their experience and makes it universal instead of their own personal wound.
As for Eric Manisik, he hopes the song he helped write with Brent Kirby can comfort other veterans.
I didn't want it to be just my song. I wanted it to be to where it hit other people as well. And I think he did a great job of doing that, as I could tell with the other people in the crowd crying as well.
Project Drew has several more workshops planned over the next few months. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.
I want to be where I'm needed. I want to be where I'm needed.